Hello, and welcome back to The Weekly Fix. My name is Mindy Goodmanson, and I am an institutional portfolio manager with RBC's Blue Bay Fixed Income team. Well, the longest government shutdown in U.S. history, 43 days, finally ended on November 12th. And since then, we have seen some agencies start to release delayed economic data, including September employment, retail sales, PPI, and inventories, to name a few. Some previously planned data releases, especially those for October, are being consolidated or canceled, creating a backlog of critical updates that risks distorting analyses. This data void has forced investors and policymakers to navigate with incomplete information, and the irregular cadence of data releases ahead may amplify market volatility. Over the past week, the U.S. Treasury market experienced notable fluctuations as investors recalibrated to shifting rate expectations. Earlier in the week, yields had dipped slightly, with the 10-year rate moving down to about 4% as investors weighed the possibility of rate cuts by the Fed. However, that downward trend reversed later in the weeks as yields surged back above 4.05%, reflecting some renewed investor caution. Right now, the market is pricing in a rate cut at the December 10th FOMC meeting, following dovish rhetoric from the Fed. While not certain, we believe that Chairman Powell will likely deliver that cut in order to spare the markets any major surprises in the lead up to the holidays, though we are inclined to look for somewhat hawkish commentary to accompany any monetary easing. Moreover, given anticipated economic momentum in 2026, fueled by tax cuts, prior monetary easing, deregulation, and surging AI investment, there's a compelling case that Chair Powell may position December's meeting as his final policy adjustment before concluding his term in May. This week's bond market volatility underscored investor tension between rate cut optimism and macroeconomic uncertainty. With the 10-year now firmly back above 4%, borrowing costs remain elevated, and fixed income securities continue to draw interest as potential sources of stable return amid the recent stock market uncertainty. Looking ahead, markets will navigate a dual pull: expectations for further central bank easing, which supports bond prices, versus supply pressures and growth ambiguity, which could push yields higher. We'll be watching closely as new data trickles in. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you had an enjoyable Thanksgiving holiday and have a great week ahead of you.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.